Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Most banned network in the world. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Show to show with the New World Order. Kettle the Spear. We are live on this Wednesday, September 14th, global, worldwide, pro-human, pro-family, pro-God transmission. Thank you so much for joining us. Wow. What a broadcast we've got lined up for you today. We can put the full show headline up on screen. It tells it all. Global bombshell. Secret Israeli government report with video of the report from their health ministry head confirms COVID vax causing massive side effects and death. No, our top story is not going to be a show trial in Connecticut and all the fraud that's going on up there. We'll cover some of that today, and it's incredible, and Robert Barnes joins us. But this, and all the other information coming out, is the proof of the premeditated global UN WEF Big Pharma-directed mass murder. There's video, there's documents, it's confirmed the Israeli health ministry, talking about the massive increase in death, confirming the German numbers, 40% increase in death, that's four or five times the increase in death in World War II. Not just in Israel, but all over Western world that took these shots, between 18 and 63 working age, and overall 27% increase in all deaths combined. I mean, this is just unbelievable mass genocide. And it's just out there like it's no big deal. You know, I saw a Bill Maher clip when he was on with Aaron Rodgers, and Rodgers said 60,000 people died of Vioxx, and Bill Maher didn't believe it. And it turned out in documents I have here that Vioxx, Merck that owns Vioxx, knew that it was killing people when they got it approved. And then Maher doesn't believe it. I went and pulled the numbers up. I thought, that doesn't sound right. Mainstream news at the time when it came out said 60,000. It was 500,000 confirmed. And I have the studies and later mainstream articles. Not 60,000. Not 60,000, ladies and gentlemen, but 500,000. What is that, almost 10 times? And they knew it caused heart attacks, and they did it. Now, on a scale of 1 to 100, Vioxx is a 2. In the past, it was 100. It was the worst example of them knowing a drug would kill you. Now, it's like a 2 compared to what they've done with the COVID shot being 100. It's the new benchmark of the highest level. Unbelievable. And I have a whole stack where the CDC first said we made mistakes a month ago. Now they go, well, we suppressed the fact that it was killing people. Mainstream news. We knew it was killing people. We knew it was hurting people. Hell, the CDC document in October of 2000, before they released the stinking shot, 3 months before, they predicted heart attacks, myocarditis, infertility, cancer, strokes, everything else, blood clots. I mean, that's who these people are. They are maniac, crazy people carrying out an environmental death cult, killing people. Of course they've got weaponized trials. Of course they're getting rid of due process. Of course they're coming for your guns. Of course they're dissolving the borders. Of course they're devaluing the currency. Of course they're cutting off the pipelines and gas and oil. Oh, my God. It is just so insane. And that's just one stack. Every one of these stacks is insane. The Russians said, okay, we're probably going to have a nuclear war. I mean, it's just insane. The U.S. is in direct war with robot armies of drones with the Russians right now. And the Russian doctors, when they lose, they use nuclear weapons. I mean, we could wake up dead tomorrow.
People ask me all the time, what is your best nootropic? You've got TurboForce, you've got BrainForce Plus, and you've got BrainForce Ultra. Which one is better? And that's like asking, what's better, a Ford F-150 or a Cadillac or a Ferrari? It's different strokes for different folks. It varies. All three are different formulas. All three do different things. TurboForce is 10 hours of clean, out-of-control energy. I can't even take a whole pack myself. BrainForce Plus is a long-term acting clean nootropic. This BrainForce Ultra is a super fast-acting nootropic that creates incredible clarity but doesn't last very long. They're all three different formulas. And finally, back in stock, massively discounted, BrainForce Ultra is available at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Ultra, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we come to you in very grave times for our species on this beautiful planet hurtling through space. It is Wednesday, September 14th. The year is 2022. Let me calmly now just go over the news headlines. The CDC now admits they covered up vaccine deaths and damage consciously. They're covering their tracks because I know it's coming out in court. The Israeli government has released documents and videos that have been leaked. They've confirmed are real. Now a criminal investigation of how it was released, confirming mass death and mass illness from the shots, similar to what we've seen around the world and what the insurance actuaries are showing. Incredible. Then we've got dozens of clips. There's no way to even play all of these of Hillary Clinton and Democrat Congress people like Representative Tim Ryan, coming out and saying, quote, we need to kill the MAGA extremists, close quote. They're fully weaponized. Hillary said conservatives, Trump supporters are Al-Qaeda. We have the video. I told you in last June 2021, Biden put out that report saying the main terror threats to the American people and conservatives that question lockdowns, forced inoculations, or election fraud, or open borders. I mean, this is just an amazing, amazing time to be alive. We've got that stack and all those videos. Then we've got not 50 people visited by the FBI or SWAT team by the FBI, but hundreds now. When Steve Bannon was on a few days ago, it was 35. Then a few days ago, it was 50 plus. Now it's 100 plus. Mike Lindell joins us coming up at the bottom of the hour. He got stopped and surrounded by the FBI and his phone grabbed. They're making their move against the American people. Trump slams weaponized police state after Fed sees Mike Lindell's phone and more. Meanwhile, Biden celebrates Inflation Reduction Act as stock market tanks due to rising inflation. The WEF has announced how they're going to push the new all-bug diet. But it's not all-bug. They call it all-bug. But they're going to mix nanotech into it. And the FDA has said, as of a year ago, no jurisdiction, put whatever you want in it. That is, in and of itself, from their own website, WEF, is just beyond insane. The Fed is announcing the biggest rate hike in more than 20 years next week that will crash the housing market. And we've got that. We've got videos and documents from around the country and here in Texas, 2,000 mules Texas style, newly discovered police body cam footage implicates top Tarrant County, Texas Democrat officials in ballot harvesting. The BLS inflation index for food, highest since 1979. It's all coming up today. And let me tell you who's on the broadcast. Roger Stone to break down the midterm 55 days out in the purge. Robert Barnes is doing live 24-hour-a-day coverage of the Connecticut anti-free speech, anti-Second Amendment show trial, where I've already been found guilty, and my lawyer is admonished he'll be sanctioned if he even talks about anything. He's just there to be a puppet and just make people think it's an actual trial. I'm already found guilty by a judge. It's just next level insane. Got a bunch of insane clips there. The judge is already up there saying she will sanction me once I get there. Into their web. And again, as I said, Mike Lindell joining us, and then Pete Santilli, fourth hour, on this whole purge. I'll be hosting some of the fourth hour with him. The globalists have launched their operation. They're going full out and trying to compress what they were planning to do from 2020 to 2030 in their own Agenda 2030 battle plan I kept warning you about. People say, how did he 20 years ago and 10 years ago specifically, exactly, in all these viral Alex Jones videos that are everywhere, say exactly how it would happen? Well, I was quoting them. But they meant to get what's happening now done in the next 6, 7, 8 years. Instead, they're having to compress it and just do a couple because populists and nationalists from Canada to Italy to Brazil to you name it are getting elected, and they're anti-New World Order, and they understand the Great Reset. They understand the economic war. And so humanity's really has hit that awakening growth curve, and it is panicking the establishment in a ultra-massive way. So we're going to be laying all this out today, and I'm going to hit the huge, absolutely bombshell information next segment on the poison shots with the Israeli government is admitting. And it's again, it's in Hebrew, so we'll put it up there with the documents and the closed captioning in English. But that's next segment. That's why they want us off air. That's why they want to shut us down, because nobody anywhere has got the full spectrum analysis of what the globalists are doing. And they know if we continue to grow and continue to fight, they're going to lose. That's why their number one mission is to take out Trump and to take out InfoWars. Trump isn't perfect, but he definitely wants to be president. He doesn't like the globalists being in charge. They see him as a threat to their power. With InfoWars, they know we've got the blueprint of their operation. And if people keep listening, which is happening, they're going to lose. So two big announcements. I am very honored and very blessed and very thankful to viewers and listeners and Steve Bannon and others that pushed The Great Reset and the War for the World, this book, to number one in the U.S. and in the top 10 in the world. And, of course, the New York Times suppressed that. It's now backfired, and the book is absolutely exploding. Now, people say, well, that'll fix your financial problems. At current sales rates, within the next 4 to 5 months, I'll probably bring in $2 million. We need that for the crew, the bandwidth, the satellite uplinks, the legal fees. That is not a drop in the bucket, but it's like filling your tank up a third of the way. With the expenditures we have running our own infrastructure, it's a great thing, but I only get a couple dollars a book when it's sold in stores. Because if a book's sold for 20-something bucks in a store, it's being sold to them by the publisher for 10 bucks. Same thing with Amazon. After all the expenses and things, you get a couple bucks. That's great. But if you want to support the broadcast and really want to fight hard, the last of the 14,000 signed books we sold was, well, the last ones I'm going to sign today. There's like 500 more I got to get done. I've signed over 10,000 books. And so they'll all be shipped out by today or tomorrow. Well, I'm a little behind. Let's just say Friday. So some of you ordered it a month ago, pre-order. Thanks for waiting. Most of you already got it. But this weekend, I was just too burnt out, and I didn't sign any this weekend. Well, I signed like 500, but I was just too exhausted. I'm not complaining. I just couldn't do it. But it was such a hot fundraiser, selling these with a big markup that are signed, that we looked at the numbers. We would be, again, in the red if it wasn't for the thousands of you that bought the book signed with the big markup. Yes, I know it's a book for $99. The whole point is it's part of history. That way we make 80-something dollars instead of making, you know, when we sell it ourselves, we make like $6, $7. When it's sold on Amazon, we make like $2. But the point is, we need this money to operate, so it's a fundraiser, just like when NPR or PBS, who already get taxpayer money, but they need the supplement of extra money, they'll sell a coffee cup for $50. a DVD for $100, a T-shirt for $200, a ball cap for $100, and you know there's a giant markup because it's a fundraiser. So I had said I can't sign any more of these, but 10,000 more arrived yesterday early. We'd sold out of the signed and unsigned, 20,000 of them. So we just pulled it off the shopping cart yesterday when the truck arrived. We thought it was arriving in like a week. The truck arrived. So we had 10,000 more of the books. So 4,000 will be unsigned. 6,000 will be signed. And this is a godsend that these came in, and it's a godsend you bought them at the increased price. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com. We'll put banners, in fact, under the live show feed. We'll put a link to buy the fundraiser book, signed by yours truly, A Piece of History of the Death Star Plans. Thank you. And if you didn't do it, or you want one of these historic books, InfoWarsStore.com, The Great Reset and the War for the World. Thank you so much. And the new Teddy Roosevelt, only 10,000, limited edition fundraiser coin, Man in the Arena, Gladiator coin, is also a fundraiser item. It's exclusively at 1776coin.com. And you know who you are that have been supporting. And we're fighting for you. We're toe-to-toe with the enemy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
What I'm after.
I won't get to get what I'm after.
Till the day I die. Get born again, brother. You will die a second death. You'll be born again.
People tend to hate me because I never smile. As I ransack their homes, they want to shake my hand. Focus in on nowhere, investigating miles. I'm a seeker, I'm a really desperate.
Joining us on this live Wednesday, September 14th transmission. Woo! We are in the New World Order now. All right, let's get deadly serious here. The globalists have said they want to depopulate us. They've said there's too many people. The UN says they have infertility sterilization vaccines. They've been caught all over the world giving third world populations polio through the shots and sterilants and tetanus shots. It's all on record for anybody that wants to research it. It's like it's on record that hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water lowers your IQ and gives you bone cancer and stunts your growth and so much more. But they just call it conspiracy theory. Well, now let's look at this stack of news. This is all on InfoWars.com. You can see it for yourself. Notice the CDC a month ago said, oh, we made some mistakes. We withheld some info because they know it's coming out in lawsuits. CDC admits it falsely claimed it was monitoring vaccine safety but still won't release the full data, but now we're admitting that it's killing people. There desperately needs to be some prison time. CDC director admits agency gave false information on COVID-19 vaccine safety monitoring because they didn't do it because they'd done secret tests at the CDC and it was killing the rats, which is why in the 2000 October report, they predicted everything that happened. CDC director admits agency gave false information. Lied and said they had tested it because they had and knew it was killing people. New science shows vaccine helped Omicron spread in major peer-reviewed study, the Epic Times. And here's the report. Immune boosting B-1-.1529 Omicron depends on previous SARS-CoV-2 exposure. Read it for yourself. Big study, prestigious study. And here is the big smoking gun. In a leaked video, which the government of Israel is now admitting is real, but they want to arrest who released it, a research team commissioned by the Israeli Ministry of Health warns, we have to think, this is a quote, we have to think medical legal, how to present our findings to avoid lawsuits. Why? Because of quite a few side effects, they said. Okay, it exists, report exists, but still get vaccinated. They go into the high death numbers, 40+% of people, 18 to 63 dying. That's what the other numbers are showing around the world from insurance companies. Just unbelievable. And now an international group of prestigious scientists and doctors have gone public. Declaration of international medical crisis due to the disease and deaths correlated to the COVID-19 vaccines. You need to look this up. It's all linked up on InfoWars.com. MedicalCrisisDeclaration.com. And it just goes on from there. Pray. Every day we see 50 or 60 of these articles. Teen athlete survives mysterious 6-foot blood clot, but now football's off the table. He did, of course, take the shot. And it just gets more crazy. Look at this. COVID shot may become annual like the flu shot, says KPIX-CBS. Santa Clara County rescinds COVID vaccine mandate for workers in high-risk settings. All over the world, from Japan to New Zealand, they're doing the same thing because it's all globally directed. And that leads me now to this important piece of information. This is Aaron Rodgers with his surging podcast, not just a top quarterback, but a top podcaster. Love it. And Aaron Rodgers has Bill Maher on, and he says 60,000 died, 50, 60,000 from Vioxx. And Bill Maher can't believe it. But I was like, wait a minute, that was over a decade ago. I remember covering it. It was 500,000 they finally admitted. 500,000 deaths. Over 2 million heart attacks alone. So 2 million heart attacks, 500,000 deaths. Rogers is going off Associated Press, Reuters, early findings of 50 to 60,000 deaths. The number they generally use is 56,000. I have the articles. I'll show them to you. Just type in number of Vioxx deaths into a search engine. You'll get it. I have university studies. I have mainstream news later saying 500,000. So no, Aaron Rodgers is wrong. Not a bad guy. But he's the guy quoting the old number. Maher can't believe it. So you got Maher can't believe it, but agrees it's bad. Then you got Rodgers saying 56,000, and the real number is 10 times that, 500,000. So here is Bill Maher on Aaron Rodgers yesterday.
So to freak out that Justin Turner, or to have, there are colleges, these woke colleges that are out of their mind. We're talking about the people who were never going to die from this, 22-year-olds, 20-year-olds, and they are masking outside at my alma mater, Cornell. They have to wear masks outside. They get their meals, like, left at the door.
They're masking at Berkeley this fall.
Oh, I'm sure, Berkeley, of course. And this is all just, this is ideology. This is not medicine. This is indoctrination. This is, and to me, the frightening thing was never the disease itself. The frightening thing was how much you could get people so quickly to change their way of life. Stay home, wear a mask, you know, don't.
That was altruistic at first. It's like, all right,
yeah,
take 2 weeks to flatten the curve, right? And then just about. Well, every conspiracy theory came true. Vaccine mandates, vaccine passports.
Right.
And it turned into, like, away from doing your job to stop the spread to, like, lockdowns. And that's my whole problem. You know, I grew up in a small town, very little cases up in Chico, California. But all the small businesses are gone. I mean, our favorite restaurants in L.A. and New York and across the country, not just in big cities. Look, some crazy percentage will never open again. Why?
Absolutely.
And then what are we doing for them? What are we doing for the small businesses? There were some PPE loans and stuff that people could file for.
Well, we did. We passed out $6 trillion. And the sad fact about that is that a very big, big, big chunk of it was just flat out stolen.
Yeah.
I mean, we spent more to keep people hiding under the bed than we did for World War II. World War II cost $4 trillion, and we passed out almost $6 trillion for this. I mean, wow. Talk about a country that's gone a little soft.
Well, that's a pleasant screw-up, because I sent the crew the clip of them on Vioxx. So I don't know how that happened, but that was pretty powerful. So we'll have to back Mike Lindell off, because this is more important. Cancel Mike Lindell. It's fine. We'll come back with the clip. Guys, I'm going to send it to you again. I sent it to you this morning. And I'm just going to do the best job I can here. So it's all I can do. Because it's a big deal. They're saying 60,000 and it's 500,000. I was going to show those documents. But wow. I'm not mad. It's just like the more important something is, the more it doesn't happen. Man. Oh, God Almighty. This makes me so mad how many people they're killing.
The Rage, for more than a decade, have been concentrated green powders with wheatgrass and so many other ingredients that are known to make us healthy, to make us vibrant, and to defend our immune systems. Now, over a year and a half ago, we came out with a product that was top sourced, top of the line, as good as it's going to get, But then the supply chain broke down and it was sold out for more than a year. Finally, green fiber capsules, this big old bottle, jam-packed, is back in stock for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com, 30% off. And this limited time, I'll have time to go into all the great things it does or what it has inside. But go to InfoWarsStore.com and look up green fiber capsules for yourself and see how amazing it is. And what's just as amazing is it funds the InfoWar and keeps us on air. We're all under globalist attack. They don't want you to have these essential nutrients that are in this product. Get yours today at 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Now back in stock.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
You know, people get upset when their football team loses. I don't, because it doesn't matter. And I love the crew. And what happened to Mike Lindell being raided by the FBI is important, and we love Michael. Get him on to Marvin. Come on. But I got a jam-packed show with a bunch of guests. The reason I cleared the decks here is this needs to be covered, because not even my trial or InfoWars being crucified is important compared to this information. That governments and insurance companies are confirming 40 20%+ death rates of any year ever recorded. We are being murdered. And so I'm pissed looking at these studies and knowing they're doing it. And then I watched this Aaron Rodgers clip with Bill Maher. I'm glad they messed up and somehow got the wrong clip. Love the crew because it showed them actually saying some cogent, smart things. I hadn't seen that clip. But the clip I've got is them talking about Vioxx, and because this is the key to everything. And I got to make this point. This is the key. And it's in all the articles. It's in the documents. If you remember, it's admitted. You can go look up the Vioxx case. Don't believe me. They knew in studies they did that it caused a huge increase in freaking heart attacks and death. They are murdering people. Who are these people? They're a eugenics cult. That's what Big Pharma is. And they take turns, just like Bayer did in the 80s and 90s with the Clintons out of Arkansas, certifying blood as HIV and hepatitis free, mixing it into the factor 8 blood product, and giving millions of people hepatitis and HIV and causing millions of deaths. And Merck settled the Vioxx lawsuit for $4.85 billion, but made tens of billions in profit off of it. And so this is, years ago, Vioxx was one of the biggest poison drug scandals ever. Didn't just kill 500,000, it killed way more than that. You could say probably the biggest scandal was the Bayer tainted blood situation. But it shows who these people are, Merck and Bayer and Pfizer and Moderna and J&J and all of them know exactly what they're doing. And so Bill Maher's on with him and can't believe 50,000 to 60,000 died. That was when it first came out. The number that's admitted, and I'll show you the mainstream news articles and studies, is 500,000 people. Before that, it was 250,000. Who knows what it was later? That's just the people that killed right away. And now on a scale of 1 to 100, the tainted blood by Pfizer, by Bayer, the tainted poison garbage that they put out is like a 3 or 4 on the Richter scale of 1 to 100. I know the Richter scale is 1 to 10. But on a scale of 1 to 100, it's like a 3 or 4. And you've got the Vioxx is a, you know, 2 or 3 as well. And now the new benchmark, the new high, is the COVID shot from Moderna and Pfizer and J&J and AstraZeneca, all designed the same with different delivery systems to kill your ass and to mutate your body and to make you sickly and to erase your immune system. And they're just doing it, and it's all admitted. It's insane. And then you go to CNN, ABC, top of Twitter today, it's Alex Jones the villain, Alex Jones the devil. People say, how do you take it? How do you take all these attacks? They're literally murdering hundreds of millions of people globally right now with soft kill, degenerative, mutagenic, that mutate your DNA, cancer-causing weapons. That's why I'm freaked out. That's why I'm upset. That's why I'm so pissed. I'm not pissed they played the wrong clip. I am already pissed, controlling myself, sitting here watching this happen and watching the power structure of the media and the corporations and the bureaucrats and the lawyers and all these idiots going along with the New World Order, pretending like they're the good liberals, pretending like they're the heroes when they're a eugenics, depopulationist, death cult, when I say it. I am so sick of the New World Order. I am so sick of this cult of psychopaths. I am so sick of their lies and their fraud. I don't believe anything they say. And I apologize for nothing I've ever done because I did it all from a place of purity and I've been 98% accurate. I told the truth on purpose. I took on the globalist on purpose because I won't sign on and be part of this. And I'll say this. I talk to a lot of heavy hitters that talk to Trump daily. I can talk to Trump if I want to. But I just start getting in his face, so that's why, you know, he didn't like talking to me. I'm not going to privately say what I told Trump last time I talked to him. But listen, you arrogant, pig-headed creature, you're crossing the Rubicon, Trump, with this shot. The globalist hates you, but you got conned to go along with this, and now that it's all come out, it's killing people on record, they knew it killed people, and the CDC's already left the sinking ship, and admits they lied and knew it was killing people, and you still push it! And I hate getting mad at Trump because I have been persecuted and put through the gauntlet for supporting him. So the reverse psychology is, well, I'm going to support Trump. I'm being persecuted for Trump. But I'm going to rock in a hard place because I will not sign on to the death and disease and painful, slow kill of our children. Let me play the actual Aaron Rodgers, Bill Maher clip now. And we're going to post this to Bandot Video later. We'll put the clip up front and edit this down where it's cogent and focused. And I'm going to actually show you the mainline news articles and studies where it's a half million, not 50 to 60,000 that Bill Maher can't believe. Just let that sink in. They knew and they did it. And the system fined them a quarter of their profit for what they did because they were carrying out a holy mission to set the precedent to kill people and normalize it. And I'm tired of it. Here it is.
And they, this is so like a recapitulation of what we've seen with COVID recently. It's like, no, the government stepped in, the powers that be, the people who think they have the science, and said, no, Ricky Williams, you can't do the thing that works for you, that you know works for you. Yeah. You have to do the pharmaceutical version of it. And Ricky was like, I don't want to do the pharmaceutical version. It doesn't work as good, and it's worse for me. This is like when people were dying from Vioxx.
Which was distributed super widely. And then what, recalled?
You're talking about Vioxx?
Yeah. And then they got sued, and they paid out $5 billion, but they made $12
billion. Vioxx relieves the pain of arthritis by killing you.
There was five figures of people that died. Like 50, 60,000 people that died.
How many?
50 or 60,000, I believe. We talked about it on Rogan's podcast about Vioxx. And when I was in college, everybody was on Vioxx. All my team is on Vioxx.
50,000 people?
I think something like that.
From Vioxx?
Remember they'll fact check me, those
yes.
You know, amazing fact checkers.
Okay, so let's just be clear about that. We're not saying we know for sure it's that number. It's not, which is fine.
Rogan said on the podcast last week it was 50 or 60,000.
Okay, but I'm not sure about that either. I've never seen that number, and it could be. But if it is, I'll say this. If that number is that high, it's kind of a scandal that the media didn't cover it more. Because I remember the media covering it, but not that's an astounding number. I mean, when opioids, which kill more than that every year, but the Sackler family, who run the drug company that put out OxyContin, they have been held accountable now. Not as much. They shouldn't
have
be.
They?
Well, they should be. Many people would say not enough because they should be in jail.
Okay,
for
go
what
ahead
they
and cut
did.
It off. You can see the full report at InfoWars.com. But here's the LA Times, 56,000 deaths. And that's an old story, a whitewash from 2005. Years later, here's the Week, AP, all of them. Half a million deaths, okay? So Aaron Rodgers is wrong. It ain't 60,000. It's half a million and counting. That's what's going on. Stay with us, InfoWars.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Good friend of mine, criminal lawyer as well, Robert Barnes, joined us into the next hour. And no, he's not here right now to talk about the show trial in Connecticut. That's important. We'll hit the incredible developments at the start of the next hour. But he's involved suing Pfizer with Robert Kennedy Jr. with the big whistleblower that helped this whole ball start rolling. So I don't get, you know, butterflies around Hollywood stars or NFL quarterbacks until they actually start telling the truth, and I do like Aaron Rodgers, love him. But I just get butterflies with Robert Barnes because wherever there's a fight for liberty, wherever there's a battle against tyranny, he's there. And there's just such incredible developments. Words don't describe it. It just gets crazier by the day, coming out with the shots, major governments banning the shots. You don't really see it on the news. We're going to talk about that here in a moment. But first, I'm in a war against the New World Order. It's a war against me and my family. It's a war against you and your family. And I can't do it without your support. So I want to thank you all for your past support. And I want to encourage you now to know we fired the bat signal. We're toe-to-toe. I'm battling three show trials, all these huge judgments. We're in bankruptcy, Chapter 5, which can keep the operation going. We have to be profitable and having to pay the legal bills and the bandwidth and the rest of it. We're barely there. So we need support. This is history. If you would have stood up in 1776, this is the time to stand up in information warfare, in your word of mouth, in your prayer, and your financial support. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. I'm very pleased that we've gotten all but 500. And I'm sorry that, you know, some of your shipments are 2 weeks behind. They're shipping out today and tomorrow, the next few days. Most people that order the book have already gotten the unsigned and the signed. But there's still 3,000, 4,000 books that I just got done in the last few days. They're shipping out. So I had stopped doing the signed copies with the fundraiser, even though it was funding our operation. We're doing 6,000 more signed books because 10,000 came in yesterday. 4,000 unsigned for $24 or whatever it is. The Battle Plan of the New World Order, the Great Reset, and the War of the World. 6,000 more signed. And then I want to say I'm going to stop because it's just crazy, but that's what people are buying. It's what you want, and it's what's fun in the operation. It's a piece of history. So get the number one book in America and the top 10 in the world, The Great Reset and the War for the World, wherever you want it, Amazon, wherever, you want to pay $24 for it. But if you want to pay extra as a fundraiser, just like NPR does, if they get taxpayer money on top of it, we don't, then go to InfoWarsStore.com and get a signed copy. And the good news is we're caught up now, so I should get another 6,000 signed when they sell in the next week or so, signed very quickly, so you won't have to wait 3 weeks, because the book didn't officially come out until 2 weeks ago. In the first week, it sold 56,000 copies, making it the number one book in the U.S. The New York Times suppressed it. Get The Great Reset and the War for the World and know you were part of history from the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com. And buy another unsigned copy while you're there to give to friends and family or donate to a library. But it's selling out of bookstores everywhere. It's great. Down the road, I'm going to get some big royalty checks. I got an $80,000 check yesterday. And I told him, I said, well, I'm out of personal money. Give me $20,000 to pay my bills and give $60,000 directly into free speech, keep the crew going and what's happening. And those monies will start coming in. That's great. That's wonderful. That's getting a couple bucks a book when it's sold at Amazon. But here you do the huge markup to fund the operation. InfoWarsStore.com. Signed books available again for a limited time. Thank you for those that already got books and those that haven't. It's a piece of history. Thank you for coming through. We know you will. Separately, the new Teddy Roosevelt Man the Arena coin, only 10,000. Same thing, a fundraiser. Exclusively available, 1776coin.com. And for founding members, you've been looking in your email inbox. You get a massive discount on it because you're a founding member. We're about to launch a bunch of new stuff. I'm going to leave it at that very soon. We're talking a month away, way behind schedule, but we're about to do it. Founding members, you're about to get a bunch of crazy stuff in your inbox. This is not a founding member coin, but I'm going to go ahead and give everybody that gets the coin in the email. You'll get all the special perks as well. So 1776coin.com. All right, Robert Barnes, we got 7 minutes to break. You've got the floor on the Israeli government leaked documents admitting it's causing mass death. Now are they going to suppress it? The CDC saying, okay, we didn't do safety. We covered it up. We lied. Beyond criminal activity. All these new studies that you're 93 times more likely to die of COVID if you've had the shot. British Medical Journal, New England Medical Journal. I mean, this is prestigious. Major governments banning the shots. This is being suppressed, but this is happening. What in the hell is going on, Robert Barnes?
No doubt. And in fact, it also came out today that FEMA has been offering people payoffs if they'll agree to re-identify the death of their loved one as a COVID death rather than a vaccine death. Telling, hey, you know, you could get a special bonus. You could get a special amount of money if you will relabel your child's death. This happened in a prominent case involving a man who lost his son from the shot, from the vaccine. That's what's happening. That's the scale of corruption. So the CDC, FEMA, governments around the world, Denmark's admitting it and acknowledging it implicitly by saying it's not even going to allow the shot for people under 50 years of age. This is a recognition that this was a complete disaster, complete debacle of a public policy. It's why we brought the suit on behalf of Children's Health Defense against the Food and Drug Administration pending in Texas, up in Waco in the federal Western District of Texas. That case is going to decide whether or not the vaccine can continue to be marketed to children, period. We're trying to stop it in its tracks, Bobby Kennedy and I. And we have the major suit with Werner Mendenhall and others on behalf of Brooke Jackson against Pfizer that exposes the whole scam. And in fact, as Brooke Jackson, this is someone that's been involved in the clinical trial world for forever. She was shocked and horrified by what she witnessed. I mean, it was so bad. These clinical trials of the COVID vaccine for Pfizer were so bad that when you walked in, you had needles sticking out of garbage bags. You had people's private medical information hanging out at the janitor's office. It was that egregious. There was no monitoring of adverse events in any effective way. There were under-the-table payments. There was compromise of blinding.
And now the booster shot was tested on 8 rats.
Exactly, just 8 mice. 8 mice. So you compound it. It's just disaster on top of disaster on top of disaster. It has been a human catastrophe on a global scale. And now people are continuing to track excess death data. And what they are finding is two things. The more vaccinated an area is, the more the excess deaths went up, not down. Not only that, it corresponds time-wise to when the vaccine and booster shots are rolled out is when there are these sudden spikes in excess deaths, particularly as Edward Dowd has been reporting, as people from Wall Street told me 6 months ago, the insurance data is showing this as well. So we have CDC scandals, FDA scandals, FEMA scandals, with Wall Street data, insurance data, global data, all pointing to the same thing, which was this vaccine was a complete travesty of justice. And for Trump, I understand he's got his ego invested in this because he was tricked into it. But the exit path out for President Trump is to embrace Brooke Jackson's whistleblower case and say, look, I wanted a safe, effective vaccine for people. I spent a lot of money to make sure it happened. They lied.
He's got to own it and say he was lied to, because now as this all comes out, he's going to get the blame. I predicted that a year ago, months ago. Now they're already doing it.
Exactly. So this gives him that exit ramp. He doesn't have to renounce his decision to push this. A lot of us, both of us said at the time it was a bad idea, but he doesn't have to deal with that aspect. He can say, look, Brooke Jackson's case proves that Pfizer lied to me. This is Big Pharma. They've been waging war on me for years.
Or let them set him up for this.
If he falls into the trap that continues to support this, then he puts himself at unnecessary political risk and exposure. The Brooke Jackson case provides an easy exit ramp for Trump to say, you know what? I, like the American people, were tricked and deceived and fooled and lied to by Big Pharma willing to line their own pockets. And remember, they did to him during the election. The reason he was pushing, they deliberately delayed letting people know that it even existed until after Election Day to hurt his election. So he owes them nothing. He owes the American people everything. So what he should do is say, look, they lied to me.
Plus, he should, exactly, he should look at the polls. This is the biggest thing turning his supporters away. This is killing Trump.
Absolutely. So the best way to deal with all this, embrace the Brooke Jackson case, expose
and destroy the deep state because they did it.
Absolutely. This was another deep state plot, set up, trap to go after Trump. And we're seeing how they're desperate to keep him out of power. This is the one place that he has a weakness. This is the one weakness he can easily fix. He can easily remedy by admitting. And I understand he did have the best intentions. He wanted people to not be at risk from this virus. That's understandable.
Just like Regeneron turned out to work great, and he greenlit that.
Exactly.
And they weren't lying to him, and it worked. He could say, I was right about Regeneron, but my God, they lied about the side effects. They're to blame. He's got to separate himself now.
Exactly. He's got to say they lied all the way through. They said it was safe. It's not safe. They said it was effective. It's not effective. They said it was a vaccine. It ain't even a vaccine. It's killing kids. It's killing young people across the world. It's time for Trump to step into the gap and say they lied to him, and he opposes it, and it should not continue. It should not be in existence any further, and that they need to be held accountable and responsible and support and embrace Brooke Jackson's whistleblower case to stop Pfizer and hold Pfizer fully accountable as needs to happen.
That's right. It was all Big Pharma and Big Medical just raping everybody. All right, coming up, you told me on the phone this morning, you've never seen such a show trial. You've been doing live coverage of it with millions of viewers. Robert Barnes is our guest. We'll be right back in the next hour on the weaponization of the judiciary and beyond. Please stay with us.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.